Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Here we go.
I gotta fold it.
And a very good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Oh the Pain podcast. It is Monday. It is April 8th. It is 2024. And the Joe Beningo Oh the Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company, by Anita Discount Tire, by DraftKings, and our latest company to join the fold. I don't know how to say it, but I will. Manscaped. And we thank them for doing so. All right. So let me start with this. Do you really give a damn about this eclipse today? I mean, seriously, am I supposed to freaking be excited about this, you know, total eclipse of the sun? Like, everybody's pumped up. Get the glasses. Let's look at it, right? People are getting a day off for the stupid eclipse. What? Natural phenomena. I'll give you what would be a goddamn natural phenomena. The Jets in the Super Bowl. Let's be honest. The eclipse happens more than that. The eclipse is every 50 years. The Jets haven't been to the Super Bowl in how many years are we going on now? I can't. 56. 56 this year. This year will be the 56th consecutive year without a Jets Super Bowl appearance. I'm confident of that. I don't care who they signed. I don't care. I don't care about Rodgers. I don't care about Tyrod Taylor or Hassan Reddick or Mike Williams or Tyron Smith or Morgan Moses or John Simpson. I don't care. They won't be in the Super Bowl this year. Write it down. So that is a natural. That's a phenomena. You know, something that happens every 50 years. Ho-hum. Who gives a damn? And I'm upset about this, too, with this dumb eclipse today, okay? For all you scientists out there, you know, it's too bad. Oh, God. I was going to play. It's a beautiful day today. It's like 65 degrees in New Jersey. Come on. I should be playing golf. But no. I can't play golf today because of the stupid total eclipse of the sun. Please. Remember that song by Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart? Remember that one? See, if you had a total eclipse of the heart, I could play golf today. What a disgrace. Oh, my God. I mean, everybody's just so pumped. Like the Yankees today, Red Hot Yankees have won 8 of their first 10. Big day yesterday for Giancarlo with a grand slam and all that. Right? But anyway, right? The Yankees were supposed to play today at 1 o'clock, and they're giving away these T-shirts, these Yankee Solar Eclipse T-shirt day or something. But because of the stupid eclipse, they moved the start time to 6 o'clock. Come on. I mean, are people really going to stop their day today to look at this eclipse? Oh, the eclipse is happening. Oh, my God. I mean, to me, do I really want it on a beautiful day? Like, shouldn't the eclipse happen on one of the usual crummy, rainy days we get in New Jersey? Like last Wednesday, when it was like 35 degrees out, you're freezing your ass off. You couldn't, and it's pouring like, you know, forget it. And you couldn't believe that it wasn't snowing here. Thank God it wasn't. Like, that's the day the eclipse should have been. Because there is no sun. You wouldn't be able to see the damn eclipse. And who cares? But no, we got to have the freaking eclipse on the best weather day we've had probably so far this year, or close to it. Now, tomorrow is going to be better. I'm playing tomorrow. I am playing, God, 75 degrees and sunny tomorrow. How about that? Now, of course, because we do live in New Jersey, right, where it rains, I would venture to say that in the lovely garden state that we live in, and what a garden it is, that out of 300, and this year there's 366 days because of leap year, that out of 366 days in a leap year, that it rains probably 200 of the 366. I would say that I'm I'm pretty close. It rains at least 50% of the time in New Jersey every year. 50%. So we're getting this beautiful day today. It's going to be marred by the dumb eclipse, number one. No, not really. Give me a break. Number two. Okay, I don't give a damn how freaking natural it is. I'm not excited about it. I can't get nervous about an eclipse. My wife, okay, the lovely Teresa, she's so beautiful, by the way. Her birthday is coming up Saturday. Presents will be accepted, she says. So anybody wants to send a present to my wife, her birthday is Saturday. She's going to be 49. She's getting a little old, but she's going to be 49. Okay? So if anybody wants to send a present to my beautiful wife on Saturday, God bless you, please do. All right? April 13th is her birthday, the whole deal. Okay, so there you go. All right? That's something to get excited about. But my wife, just getting back to it. See, my wife's into, like, science. She's into that. Like, my wife would get excited about dissecting, like, a frog, you know? My excitement level of dissecting a frog would be, you know, throwing up later on. Like, I mean, come on.
You would not be.
Like, I hate it. Like, when I was in school, okay, I know people want me to talk about sports, but we'll get to that, I guess. When I was in school, right, I hated, like, biology. Oh, God. Like, give me a break. Math, biology, you know. I mean, I was into figures when I was in school, but I wasn't into math, you know? You know? So, and I never, ever was I into biology. When I was in college, I had this dumb biology class that I had to take. I mean, you know, please. All right? The only good thing about the biology class I had when I was a sophomore in college, right, was the hot girl that was my partner. So I had nothing. First of all, I couldn't stand biology, and then it really was a disaster because I had this hot girl. Who gives a damn about dissecting a frog when there's, you know, there's good-looking girls with me here? Not that she was giving me the time of day, but I mean, you know, come on. So if you want to be excited about the eclipse, God bless you. You want to go out there and put the stupid glasses on and look at this. Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh. So if you want to do that, God bless you. But just remember, when you're thinking about a real phenomenon, that's the Jets in the Super Bowl. Now that's a phenomenon, okay? All right. Beningo the Yoda Pain Podcast. You've heard my sermon now on the eclipse. So pumped up about it. Anyway. It was a good day yesterday in sports in New York. It is a rare day that every team I root for wins on the same day. Now, I had three of them playing yesterday, all won. Somehow, the Mets have now won three of the last four games they won. They actually won the series in Cincinnati. Really could have swept the series if the bullpen would have been any good with the game on Saturday. Severino actually pitched a solid five innings. He's looking okay. How about this? Who had this on their dance card? That after nine games in the start of the season, that the Mets would have the best starting pitching ERA in the National League. Are you saying, like, I think it's like 2.14. You got to be kidding me. But Sean Manaea pitched great yesterday again. He's had two real good starts. I mentioned Severino looked good the other day. You know, Hauser didn't pitch bad in his first start. You know, Jose Buto actually pitched good that game against the Tigers the other day. So, you know, Quintana's been all right, so the starting pitch has been okay. And, of course, today, as they go to Atlanta now for four, you can't feel good about that. If somehow they split the series in Atlanta, you got to be doing a dance if you're a Met fan, really. But how about this? The old Met killer, the old Atlanta Brave, and he used to kill the Mets. Like, he would throw his glove out on the mound and beat him. Julio Teheran is making the start tonight for the Mets against the Braves, against his old team. How about that? That's an interesting thing tonight, right? And someday, maybe, you know, maybe when we have our next total eclipse of the sun, see J.D. Martinez playing for the Mets. When the hell you think that's happening? But, you know, the Mets starting pitching has been very good. And yesterday they won. They win 3-1. Diaz got his second save of the year. And Francisco Lindor actually broke out of it yesterday. He got a big double. He got a home run yesterday. So maybe Lindor has finally got it rolling now for the Mets. And by the way, let me say this. Any assholes out there, because there's no other way to say it, any a-holes out there who are on social media ripping Lindor and ripping his family, okay? What the hell is wrong with you? Look, I mean, I've had my issues with Lindor, too. Now, you know, I've warmed up to him because of the fact that the guy plays every day. I mean, you say whatever you want. And I've said this before, you know, the greatest ability is availability. Give me the guy that's playing every damn day. The guy plays 161 games a year. As I've mentioned many times, you know, when's the last time you heard this? You know, maybe it was when my first kid was born, when my kids were born, okay, maybe, that the guy was actually, the baby's born in the morning and he's playing in the afternoon. He's back with the team in the afternoon. Who's doing that anymore? Only me. When my kids were born, I was at 2 days after the baby was born, I was at the Jet game. That went over well, but then again, I'm not married to her anymore. So my wife's shaking her head. What a disaster. So no, but anyway, anybody that's sending like hateful things to the Lindor and it's going to his wife and it's about his family, what's wrong with you? You know, you want to go boo the guy when he's playing, when you're at Citi Field, you want to boo him? Okay, boo him all you want. But don't be sending that kind of, that's a lowlife doing that. So that's a bad job. And hopefully Lindor has bounced out of it and he's ready to go now. So, and he had a good day yesterday. And the Mets, you know, after getting off to that 0-5 start, have actually now won 3 of the last 4. Like I said, I would sign right now for 2 wins in Atlanta. And again, Julio Teheran on the mound tonight. Don't count on it, but we'll see how that plays out. So the Mets won. They were the first one to win in the afternoon. The second team to win was the Yankees did win. That's not one of my teams, though, as they beat up the Blue Jays. They've won. The Yankees 8-2 to start the season. Giancarlo with a big grand slam yesterday. He's off and running. He really is. And if Giancarlo is going to have the kind of season that he is capable of, I mean, look, you talk about a lineup. How about having Soto, Judge, and Giancarlo in the same lineup, all having big years? That's a scary proposition for the rest of baseball. But nevertheless, getting back to my teams. So the Mets won in the afternoon. And then at night, the Knicks with a huge win. You had a bad loss the other day in Chicago against the Bulls. They beat the Bucks yesterday in Milwaukee, a team they've had a lot of trouble with over the last few years. And they blew them out in the second half. They outscored the Bucks like 74-48 in the second half. Another monster game for Jalen Brunson. 43 points yesterday for Brunson. Brunson now has had, I believe the number is 9 40-plus point games so far this year. Only 2 Knicks in the history of the franchise have had more 40-point games in a season. Patrick Ewing in 1989-90 had 11. And Bernard King, the year he got hurt, 84-85, had 13. That's it. Jalen Brunson, 9 40-plus point games this year. He's had an unbelievable year. I mean, there's no other way to say it. You know, people want to get on this guy all they want. How great has he been? And he's the best Knick that we've seen since Patrick Ewing. And a 43-point game yesterday, and the Knicks right now, really in very good shape. I mean, you take a look at where they are. They're only one game behind Milwaukee for the 2 spot in the Eastern Conference in that crazy 2-5 situation in the East right now. Now, there's only 4 games left to play for the Knicks. They play the Bulls twice yet, which is crazy that they play them 3 times over the last 6 games of the year. They got two games left with the Bulls. They got to play the Celtics again this week. That game, I believe that game's in Boston. And then they play the Nets. So those are the 4 games they have left. They got 2 games left with the Bulls. They got the 1 game with the Nets, 1 game with the Celtics. So, you know, they should win 3 out of 4. Maybe you lose the Boston game. But they should do no worse than 2-2. And one more Knick win will guarantee that they will not be in the play-in. One more Knick win clinches the fact that the Knicks will be no worse than the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference, which means they avoid the play-in tournament. So, but I think they're going to finish higher than that. I mean, they might wind up finishing second. But no, I think they'll definitely finish in the top four, which will ensure them home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. Now, the other good news is that OG Anunoby is back, and he hasn't done a lot, but he's back, and that's something that's going to help them going into the playoffs. Well, I think they'll win a round. I don't know if they can get much more than that, but we'll see. But a big win over Milwaukee last night. I mentioned the 43 for Brunson. Dante DiVincenzo had 26, went 8 for 11 from three-point land. He had a big game. Isaiah Hartenstein went for 18 and 10 as he's really played terrific basketball for the Knicks. So very good night for the Knicks. So the Mets win in the afternoon. The Knicks win. And then after the Knicks won, the Rangers finished off their win over the Canadiens. They win 5-2 last night at the Garden. Rangers were actually down 1-0 at the end of the first period. And this game was actually 1-1 going into the third. And then the Rangers just put the game away. Big night for Mika Zibanejad, who had 2 goals last night, including a power play goal. Artemi Panarin had 4 points in the game. He got his 46th goal of the year. He now has 115 points this year. Only Jaromir Jagr in the 05-06 season has had more points in a season as a Ranger. He had 123 in that 05-06 season when he also set the Ranger record, scored 54 goals that year. I don't think Panarin's going to get to 54 goals. Yeah, he's got a good chance to get to 50. He needs 4 more with 4 games to play. But he certainly has a good chance to at least, you know, tie or break Jagr's record, especially the way he's been piling up points. If he's piling up 4 points every game, you know, he's gonna break that record. What a year Panarin has and has had. He should definitely be in the running for the Hart Trophy for MVP. In the National Hockey League. He won't get it because he plays for a New York team. But to me, if you're the best player on the best team, which is what the Rangers are right now, you should probably be the MVP. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But he got a goal, 4 points last night in the game. Chris Kreider got yet another power play goal. He has 3 consecutive games now with a power play goal. He's got 38 goals on the season. And by the way, Kreider moved into second place all time in power play goals in Ranger history. He went past Roger Bear with his power play goal last night. He's got 109 in his career. Only Camille Henry, if you remember him, you got to be an old man like me to remember Camille Henry, has more. He had 116. And at some point next year, you got to figure Kreider is going to eclipse that. So Kreider now with 109 career power play goals, second all time in Ranger history. Zibanejad, by the way, has 101. So, you know, he's right in that mix, too. I mean, yeah, there could be, when all is said and done, there's a very good possibility that Kreider and Zibanejad will be 1-2 all-time in Ranger history in power play goals. I mean, that's not out of the question. But Kreider's been hot lately, and the Rangers just continue to win. I mean, they have just, it's unbelievable how good they've been. And they won their 53rd game of the year last night, tying the all-time record, Ranger record for most wins in a season, tying the record that was set by the team back in the 14-15 season that wound up losing in the conference finals in that 7-game series to the hated Tampa Bay Lightning, who scare me more than anybody. Anybody. And right now, the Rangers have 4 games left to play. 4 games left to play. They got 2 of the 4 against the Islanders. And these are huge games for the Islanders because right now the Islanders are fighting for that final playoff spot with Pittsburgh, with Washington, with the Detroit Red Wings. They're almost all tied for that last spot. So these are massive games for the Islanders. So the Rangers can go a long way in knocking the Islanders the hell out of the playoffs. Now, they already basically finished off the Devils last week. Now it's time for the Rangers to finish off the freaking Islanders too. So we'll see how that goes. Right now, the Rangers with 110 points. But the next game they win, they got 4 left. You figure they're going to do it. We'll set the all-time Ranger record for wins in a season. What a spectacular regular season the New York Rangers have had. And, you know, to me, they got to win the cup this year. If they're ever going to win the cup, it's going to be this year. All right, Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. Let's get our sponsors in here because we're quickly running out of time with all the great nonsense that I'm spewing here. The Hackensack Brewing Company, you know the deal. And we'll let you know. And again, we want to thank everybody that was there 2 weeks ago for the great night with Evan Roberts. What a great night that was. We'll let you know when the next time we have our live podcast at the Brewing Company. And you know the deal, located 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in beautiful Hackensack, New Jersey. Who needs a house sat in Hackensack? I heard that song yesterday by Billy Joel, right? That, you know, moving out is the name of the song. And that's one of Billy's best songs. And that line is tremendous. Who needs a house out in Hackensack? Is that all you get for your money? Tap rooms open 4:30 to 10. Nobody wants to hear me sing. 4:30 to 10, Monday through Friday. 2 to 10. My wife doesn't. She hears it all the time. 2 to 10, Saturday, 12 to 8. Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue in beautiful Hackensack, New Jersey. Like I always say, Billy, my retort to you is, who needs a house out in Oyster Bay? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, and go see Mike Jones. Go see TJ. We'll let you know the next time we have a live podcast at the Hackensack Brewing Company. I need a discount tire. I was there last week to get my oil changed. You need work done on your car. You need tires. You need your car inspected. Whatever you need, go see Johnny, my son Johnny and his boss, Ari, over at I Need a Discount Tire in beautiful Rivervale, New Jersey. And Rivervale is a very nice town. As I always say, Rivervale Golf Course, got my first ever hole-in-one there back in 2018. So who will ever forget that? That was a great moment. Anyway, go check out the Hackensack Brew. I said that. Go check out Anita Discount Tire in Rivervale, Westwood Avenue. See Johnny, see Ari. They will take care of you. Tell them that I sent you. Of course, DraftKings, you want to bet on anything? The national championship game tonight. UConn going for their second straight title. They're sixth overall, and they take on Purdue. And look, you know, to me, Purdue is probably the only team that could even give them a game. So we'll see. They beat Alabama, gave them a game for a while, and eventually UConn won it by 14. So we'll see. National championship game tonight, 9:20 on TBS. Two number one seeds, Purdue and UConn. If you want to bet on that, then download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the code ODEPAIN. New customers can get $5 to get 200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Check it out. Again, use the code ODEPAIN. Now, if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY. That's HOPENY 467-369. And, of course, our latest sponsor, and that, of course, is Manscaped. And you want to check them out? I mean, you got to be kidding me. You want to look, guys, you know the deal. Shaving the jewels doesn't have to be a risky business anymore. And believe me, I've done it a few times with this big scissor, and it's pretty damn risky. Thanks to our friends at Manscaped and their Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. You can forget about nicking your bits, okay? Forget about nicking the jewels and having to find get the little... get the Band-Aid, out. That's the word, to put on it. That's happened to me. And, you know what happens, too, if you do have a little accident. You got to seek out the wife or girlfriend quickly to make sure everything's still working. Now, this trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe so you can trim with confidence. Fancy a stress-free shave and some savings. Head over to manscaped.com. Snag 20% off plus free shipping with the code OTHEPAIN. With Manscaped, it's easy grooming with no surprises. Now, as I mentioned, I had my issues. I did a little clip. I was shocked to find out, by the way, how many guys I know that have had this happen to them where they're actually, trying to groom down there and they wind up cutting themselves. I mean, I couldn't believe how many guys I've heard this about. I mean, I thought it was just me that was stupid enough to do that. Anyway. We know every dude gets the heebie-jeebies when it's time for a close shave down under. God knows that. Especially when you're using the wrong tools, like when I was using this massive scissor, I mean, this scissor could basically cut through metal. It was so damn. And that's precisely why Manscaped is my go-to for the delicate spots. Meet the star of the show, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. The fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth if you want to go smooth. I'm not big on smooth, although it does, you know, does make it make the schwanz look even bigger. With the dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. You're worried you're going to make a mess? Don't worry about it. You don't have to go outside and do it. You know, the world doesn't have to see you doing this. This bad boy is waterproof. You can shave in the shower, in the bath, in the ocean. Again, I don't know how the hell you're shaving in the ocean. I mean, you know, you're pulling it out in the ocean and shaving. I mean, I guess the salt water helps, but nevertheless. I love this thing because it comes with a compact case. You can take it anywhere you go. This trimmer will be your crown jewel. So check it out. Get 20% off with free shipping with the code ODEPAIN at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping with the code ODEPAIN at manscaped.com. Show those balls some love, and God knows we love them. I don't know any guy that doesn't love his balls, I can tell you that. And feel free as a dove. And as I always say, there's only one person's balls I'm worried about, and that's mine. So I just want to let you go. All right. Beningo. The Oda Pain Podcast. Did you watch the women's national championship game yesterday?
What a segue!
Yeah, what? Right. We go from me trimming my nuts to the women's national championship. The undefeated South Carolina Lady Gamecocks wound up running away from Iowa in the second half. Caitlin Clark's final game as a college player. And 2 years in a row, she got to the national championship game with Iowa and came up short. They lost to LSU last year. South Carolina, which winds up going undefeated, winning this year, the second in 3 years that South Carolina has won the national championship. You know, Iowa jumped out to a quick 10-0 lead, and they were rolling. And Caitlin Clark had 18 points in the first quarter, which set an NCAA women's tournament record for most points in a quarter. However, after that, South Carolina did a great job on her. She only scored 12 points the rest of the game. She wound up with 30, but like I said, 18 in the first quarter. Raven Johnson, the point guard for South Carolina, had a terrific game guarding her. We saw this in the two final four games. Nika Mule had a tremendous job, did a great job guarding her in the game against UConn, where UConn, of course, got hosed with that terrible call. I mean, you could say whatever you want. That call, I mean, it'll give me a break. You know, 9 seconds left, UConn's down one with the ball with a chance to win, and you call an illegal screen, you know, on Edwards there. You know, come on, you got to be kidding me. Aaliyah Edwards, that was a terrible, terrible call that really ended the game for UConn. But Mule did a great job on her, and Raven Johnson did a great job on her as well yesterday. There was just too much. Yeah, South Carolina absolutely destroyed Iowa on the boards. Camila Cardozo in her final college game had a monster game, 15 points, 17 rebounds. She had like 7 or 8 offensive rebounds, a couple of blocks as well. Just too much, too much. How about this girl? What's her name? Malaysia Fulwiley, right? Is that how you say her name? How good is this girl going to be for South Carolina? She's only a freshman. Watch out for her. And another girl, Tessa Johnson, who had like 19 points yesterday for South Carolina. So the Lady Gamecocks, Dawn Staley squad, gets it done. And I give Dawn Staley credit because she thanked God when at the end in the interview after it, when they were on the podium, and that's good to see. And the other thing she also did was praise Caitlin Clark for how great, for what she did this year for women's basketball. And we'll see now if this translates to the WNBA. You know, I'm really into the women's college basketball. I'm not into the WNBA at all, okay? So maybe with all these people going in now, with Caitlin Clark going to the WNBA, Camila Cardoza going in, Angel Reese, maybe that adds some juice to it, and maybe it's something I might pay attention to now. I don't know. I'm really into the women's college, but not really into the WNBA. But let's see if Caitlin Clark can do for the WNBA what she did for the women's college game. But congratulations to South Carolina on winning their second national championship in 3 years and doing it with an undefeated season with their win over Iowa. One other thing, tonight, the national championship game, as I mentioned, Dan Hurley and the UConn Huskies go for their second straight championship. The last team to do that, Billy Donovan's Florida team back in 06 and 07. We'll see if they can do that as well tonight. How about this too, right? How about this? How about John Calipari leaving Kentucky to go to Arkansas? What? I couldn't believe that. Joey T, taking time from his busy dating life, scheduled me today to let me know about, texted me to let me know. So Calipari leaves Kentucky to go to Arkansas. Unbelievable. Everybody have a great week. All the love. Enjoy the eclipse.